I think, especially for returning students, Welcome Week will have to be online, but being online is something that we've been doing now for about 6 months, and we know that it's something that's possible and something that our students who are returning have been pretty good at. So we are a bit concerned that students may feel as though their experience might be hindered by the pandemic, but it's something that we can't change and it's something we have to work through. So we are encouraging students to use all the online platforms that are available, as well as social media, to connect with students. And we're constantly finding ways to do events online. And there's always the concern about loneliness at university. And we know from data that's just come out that loneliness is one of the biggest reasons why people drop out of their university course. And it's one of those things that we think only the elderly get lonely, but actually young people are just as lonely, if not more lonely. And so we know that disabled students in particular may find it very difficult to get around some of the accessibility needs online. But we know that constantly we're reviewing the ways that we can engage with students online and reach out to more and more than ever. And we know that we're constantly trying to find ways to do things differently and get people involved. I think people have this misunderstanding that Welcome Week is just about getting really drunk. And it's actually the best way to get friends, and it's a really important way to engage with your course at university as well. So we're constantly making sure that it's a really important thing. This week, we are really hoping to engage as many students as possible. So, for example, we are working with our equality, diversity, and inclusivity networks in order to recreate our coffee mornings. So we are doing a discuss and doodle event where people can log into their Microsoft Teams accounts and just have a little chat. So for example, we might have a coffee versus tea debate, something like that, where people can just find people like them. But we are also trying to recreate our nightclub event, which usually would happen on Wednesdays, and doing that online instead. So we have a DJ who is very willing to try and get all the people engaged and have an interactive event online. So that kind of thing, where we're trying to reach out to different groups of students.